Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanctioned Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
So I was doing a project for Sanctioned Love, and I was looking at Ruth. Now I'm guessing that most of you already know the story of Ruth, but I want to give you a little background before I share what the Lord showed me. And it's basically the first chapter, but I'm going to just summarize it for you. So Naomi and Elimelech, there was a famine in the land where they were living in Judah. And so they moved to Moab with their two sons, Chilion and Mahlon. And while in Moab, Elimelech dies, and so now Naomi is a widow with her two sons. They actually then get married. One marries Ruth, and one marries Orpah. Now, after about 10 years, both the boys pass away. So now Naomi has lost her husband and both her sons, and just has her daughter-in-laws. And she hears that the Lord is now blessing the land of Judah with food, so she decides to go back to her home country. So she takes her daughter-in-laws, and they head back. But they're just starting back, and then Naomi turns to him and says, "No, don't go with me. Go back to your family, go back to your mom's house, and may you be blessed with a husband." And so basically Orpah decides to go, but Ruth clings to Naomi and says, "No, I'm going to go with you. I want to stay with you. I will go with you. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God." And Naomi realizes that Ruth is going to go. She's not going back. And so she takes her. So when Ruth and Naomi come into Bethlehem and they arrive there, the women say, I want you to get this part now. The women say, "Is this Naomi?" And Naomi says, "Do not call me Naomi," which means sweetness. "Call me Mara, bitter. For the Lord Almighty has caused me great grief and bitterness. I left full with a husband and two sons, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? Since the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has afflicted me." So Naomi basically is not in a positive state of mind. I am sure that she was not easy, nor was she fun to be with. She thought God was against her. And all of life was basically done. That's what it says to me in her mind. And so I don't know if you've ever been around someone who's been down and discouraged or that bitter. Or maybe you have been that person. I don't know. But then have you ever seen or even had someone in your life come along and show you love and kindness and faithfulness, and it changed your whole situation? Maybe not immediately, but it did change your whole situation. Sometimes that person may never even know that they made a difference in your life. I think Ruth did that for Naomi. We see Ruth's faithfulness to her mother-in-law, even through the most difficult of times. She stayed with Naomi, even though Naomi was depressed and bitter. Like I said, that probably was not fun. You know, at one point, Ruth could have left, but she decided, no, I'm staying. And then she went out into the fields. It was the barley harvest, and went behind the men who were harvesting the crops and gleaned to provide for her and Naomi. This was a hot and dirty job, yet Ruth went every day to provide for her and her mother-in-law. So Ruth was faithful just in each step that she took, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstances. The Bible doesn't tell us what life was like with Naomi, but Ruth was faithful. That's what the Lord showed me. So in gleaning in these fields that Ruth just went out of faithfulness, in turn, she was noticed by Boaz, one of the owner of the field, and eventually ended up marrying him. Now, yes, he was the kinsman redeemer, but that's a whole different story. What I want you to see is that because Ruth was faithful and just going, she didn't know who owned the field, and Boaz noticed her and eventually married her. They then had a son named Obed, who was the father of Jesse, who in turn then was the father of King David, and so on and so on, until you reach Joseph, the husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now there are 28 generations from King David to Jesus, the Messiah. Did Ruth have any idea that her faithfulness would change a whole generation? Or did she even know that she would be in the lineage of the Messiah? No, I don't think so. But Ruth was being faithful to her mother-in-law and to her God. You may never see or know the impact of your faithfulness in your doing or your giving, but your faithfulness has ripple effects throughout both the natural and the spiritual realm. I would like to share a part of a song that to me perfectly captures this story. The result of being faithful, even if we never see in our lifetime. It's by the Gaither and Ray Bolts. It's called Thank You. You may have heard it. So I'm going to read you the lyrics. I dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked along the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, then someone called your name. You turned and saw a young man smiling as he came. He said, friend, you may not know me now, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. Every week you said a prayer because the class was about to start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. And then a second verse, which I also love. A man stood before you and said, remember the time? A missionary came to church and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. And Jesus took the gift you gave. That's why I am here today. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things you've done and sacrifices you made are noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. As Jesus took your hand, as you stood before the Lord, he said, "My child, look around you, for great is your reward."
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.